Today is Monday, August 21st, 2006. Aloha and welcome to the second edition of A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.a2central.com and by JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can find our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you want to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. If you want to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Let's move on to some announcements, housekeeping, and listener comments. Just like any Apple II veteran knows, nothing is impossible. And what I found out since our last episode is that it was entirely possible that A2 Unplugged was not the world's first Apple II podcast. That title goes to 1 MHz, coming to you from Canada with your host, Carrington Vanston. 1 MHz is a monthly podcast with 4 episodes already out. Check it out at www.monsterfeet.com/1MHz. As usual, all links will be in the show notes. I had some email with Carrington this past week and apologized for assuming that A2 Unplugged was the world's first Apple II podcast. He was very gracious in his reply, and I would strongly suggest you check his show out. I find it humorous and informative at the same time. One of the things I found out with my first podcast is I have a few things to learn about recording levels. I promise this will be getting better over time, and in fact, it's already getting better starting with this episode. On to listener comments. We had some great email on our first episode. Alan wrote in saying he had difficulty listening to the first podcast due to the volume. Well, Alan, thanks for writing in, and sadly, you're not alone. I ended up revising the first show twice to improve the levels before finally throwing in the towel, and I'm working on the audio levels for this episode right now. Kim wrote in wanting to download the 1.2 version of the first episode of the podcast and wondered where to get it. Well, Kim, it's not obvious from the site, but the new version replaced the old one. It was somewhat of an improvement in terms of audio quality, and the old one offered nothing different, so it was simply replaced by the new version. Sorry for the confusion, Kim. Bobby wrote in with some very kind words for A2 Unplugged. Thanks, Bobby. Bobby also wanted to know if it was possible to set up interviews with some old-school Apple II programming gods, like Burger Bill Heinemann. Well, I haven't spoken with Burger in a few years. I understand that Burger has changed quite a bit, as you can see over at the www.burgerbill.com website, but I will see what we can do about your requests. Mike also wrote in with some kind words. Thanks, Mike, and I enjoyed hooking up with you again this past year in Kansas City. Let's try for the trifecta this coming July. We also had this voicemail comment from Colin calling in from Japan.
Hi, and this is Colin from Tokyo, Japan, and I want to offer you congratulations on your first Apple II podcast. I still love using my Apple IIgs under emulation, and every time I go back to the United States for holiday, I bring along the contents of it in a virtual disk image and drop it onto the compact flash card on my real Apple IIgs, and love to get it up and running on the actual hardware. Anyway, we love you out here, and keep it coming.
Thanks, Colin. Well, I guess it was worth it to set up that voicemail hotline, which is the same as my personal voicemail, but no one ever calls me anyway, at 808-218-2737. Remember that Skype calls to U.S. numbers, including that one, are currently free, so go ahead and make that call. On the personal front, this podcast is out a day earlier than expected, not because we had tons of news to cover, but because I'm in the middle of a 10-day work stretch right now. So before I get totally blitzed and really useless, I figured I'd better get something out. Just a reminder that all of the URLs mentioned in this podcast will be available in the show notes on the A2 Unplugged website, so you don't have to hurry to write everything down. Let's move on to some news and reviews. Perhaps the biggest news since our last show, in honor of the 25th birthday of the IBM PC, PC World Magazine has chosen their list of greatest 25 PCs of all time. And number one on that list is the Apple II. The link is too long and messy to repeat here, but it'll be in the show notes. Our guest from last week, Eric Sheppy Shepard, noted Apple II programmer and owner of Syndicom, has been hard at work with a couple of new releases of Sweet 16. This time we settled in on version 1.7.1. This version adds support for Unicode path and file names and is much, much faster for PowerPC-based Macs, as well as fixing up a bunch of bugs. www.sheppyware.net/software-mac/sweet16. Speaking of Syndicom, Syndicom just reduced the prices on two of their magazine compilations by taking away the printed indices included with them. SimplySoftDisk GS, the SoftDisk GS collection on CD, SoftDisk Supreme, the collection of 8-bit SoftDisks also on CD, are each now $45. Check all of this out at store.syndicom.com. The link, of course, will be in the show notes. Some full disclosure here, I spent a lot of energy a few years ago working with Sheppy to get SimplySoftDisk GS ready for release. I don't get any money for that, but it does let you know that, well, I'm a little bit biased when I tell you I think it's a great product. And speaking of magazine compilations, that brings us to the main topic of this week's show, a review of, well, another magazine compilation, this time the Nibble Magazine Library on DVD. Please note that this is one, apparently, of just a few magazine compilations that I've not been involved in the creation of, so I definitely have no bias in this. Nibble was one of the first Apple II magazines. It was published from January 1980 until July 1992. Its publisher's name was Mike Harvey. Nibble was especially loved by programmers, as every issue included source code before the term source code became popular. This source code were AppleSoft listings, as well as machine language listings for games, utilities, and or application programs. Yes, users actually typed these programs in. Many users spent hours typing in programs, sometimes to find out that they mistyped and had spectacular crashes. Nibble eventually began selling discs which included the programs in the magazine, as well as books, an assembler, and eventually Nibble Mac, a Macintosh version of the magazine. Nibble disappeared in the middle of 1992. Mike Harvey, however, reappeared in the Apple II world recently and began selling much of the original Nibble material through his website at nibblemagazine.com. I picked up the complete Nibble library on DVD. The entire contents of the Nibble magazine run scanned onto one DVD. The same collection is also available on CD. Well, make that 10 CDs. We're talking 16,000 pages of content. Regular price is $89.95 for the DVD, or $99.95 for the CDs, plus very reasonable shipping. Buying it at Kansas Fest got me a discount, which is yet another reason to show up in Kansas City this coming July. The DVD has folders, each of which has Adobe Acrobat or PDF versions of 1 year's worth of the magazine. Each magazine is a single PDF file, scanned in by Mike Harvey himself. The scans themselves are very nice quality, excellent color reproduction, and obviously I couldn't look through all 16,000 pages of the DVD for this review. Some of the material in the magazines is primarily of historical value. For instance, a two-page Beagle Bros ad on pages 30 and 31 of the September 1985 issue, which features such classics as IO Silver and Beagle Bag. Those of you with long memories may remember these. The meat of the Nibble material, however, is the programs. Not simply that they exist, but what you can learn from them. For instance, Nibble Medic, a package consisting of an AppleSoft basic program with a machine language subroutine, help people keep track of their own medical records. This was published all the way back in March of 1985. November 1985 brings NibbleWriter, which is an AppleSoft-based 40-column word processor. Just like all Nibble programs, the source code, at that point more commonly referred to as AppleSoft program listings, was there for anyone to look at, modify, and learn from. Let's not forget that many programmers got their start by reading Nibble magazine. For this product, here's some pros and some cons to picking it up. The pros are, for the price, it's got a lot of stuff on it. We're talking 16,000 pages of material. It was undoubtedly lots of work for that much scanning to get done. I've done some scanning myself, and I know it's a very tedious process. This DVD can replace an entire bookshelf full of magazines. Think of all the space you'll save. It's also easily backed up, and the contents of this historic magazine can hopefully be preserved forever. Here's some of the cons to buying this collection. Unfortunately, the text of each magazine is not searchable. However, I know how much work it would take to make it searchable, since that's what I've been doing with the GS Plus CD-ROMs, and there's no way it would be feasible to do it with this much material. Unfortunately, these are also files that are not accessible on a real Apple II. That said, Adobe Acrobat files are the best way to preserve materials like this so they can be viewed cross-platform without much concern for formatting. Unfortunately, the platforms just don't include the Apple II. If someone wants to write a PDF reader for the Apple IIgs, be my guest. In conclusion, the Nibble magazine library on DVD is a great deal in my opinion. It can replace shelves of your personal library, it's easy to back up, it's reasonably priced. There's lots to learn from this magazine, lots to learn from these programs, you can still have lots of fun typing it in. Unfortunately, the material is not searchable and not Apple II accessible, but it's otherwise a fine accomplishment. Thanks to Mike Harvey for his hard work on this, and remember, you can find this at www.nibblemagazine.com. In closing, I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and thanks for sending in those great listener comments. Keep it coming. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, for helping bring this podcast to you. Please visit them at www.a2central.com, and our other sponsor, JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juicegs. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com. And our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Maʻalama pono, ahui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha and good night.